are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, guys? Once again, we are here in the studio. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, LA Talk Radio. How's it going, folks? It is an absolutely flawless Sunday morning, afternoon-ish.
Agreed.
1 o'clock. We got Colin.
Hello, good morning.
In the studio. We got Aiden.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
How's it going? Let's welcome back Aiden. Aiden's been to school in Ojai, and he just came down for the weekend to say hey, because he misses us. And
go to a boarding school.
He does go to a boarding school.
Far, far away.
In a land far, far away. So how's it going, guys? It's an absolutely beautiful Sunday. We got a lot to talk about today. I was thinking, us being teenagers, we have our own problems, yes. But along with that, we have to start thinking about jobs and society and real life and how we're going to have to get a job, you know, kind of.
We deal with some of the same problems you older folks do.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. And damn, it's coming up soon, you know. I'm 17. Colin is 17, almost 18.
2 months.
And
I'm a youngin. I'm turning 16.
There you go. Aiden's turning 16. But the thing about it is, in what is it? 3 months for you, Colin. 3 months you're gonna be a legal adult.
Scary stuff. Scary
boy.
That
big
way,
boy.
If you do something bad, you're gonna go to jail.
I think I'm gonna stay away
crazy.
From that.
No, yeah, that's probably a good idea. But yeah, so you know, I was just thinking, the things that like you know that we deal with, we have no idea. You know, like we haven't even entered life. We've had you know our experiences as teenagers, but we're
still in the cocoon, shielded from the outside influences. But
there you go.
We're still being supported by our parents, and we don't know. We don't know what. I don't know what it's like to be like.
Yeah, I don't. But soon we're gonna have to face those.
This is true. This is very true. So today we're gonna focus a lot on the economy, and kind of the teen perspective of well, at least our. You know, individual perspectives, along with anybody else that wants to call in.
And
our number is 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Call in, talk to us about what you think, certain things to help the society, maybe, you know, hypothetically. Maybe Obama's listening. What do you know? But, yeah, you know, things that will help the society, what's wrong with our society. You know, certain things that we can, you know, maybe just like little things we can do around our community to, you know, just like help out the situation we're in, like with the economy and stuff. Everybody knows it's not a big secret that the economy is in a bit of a, you know,
a poop hole.
It's in a bit of a poop hole, exactly.
And
a poop hole. And we're gonna think of things to we're gonna save the world.
Or at least try.
That's our goal.
That's our goal for the day, to
saving the world.
Saving the economy. No, that's a joke. We're just a couple teenagers. What do we know?
What can we do?
What can we possibly do? No. Let's see. Actually, wow, we have a call coming in right now. Let's see who this is from. You're on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How's it going? Who am I speaking to today?
You're speaking to Gil Klein.
How's it going, Gil? How you doing?
What up?
How you doing, Gil?
This is good. What can we do for you, Gil? Thanks for calling in, by the way.
Oh, no problem. I was just calling in to talk a little bit about what kids can do for the economy.
Oh, well, by all means.
Go on.
Yeah, go on. I'm handing you the microphone.
I think something big that kids can do is, not ask for so much, Like, back in the day when we were younger and the economy was better and our parents had a lot more money, back before we had pets and shit, and not many people still do, but people need to be a lot more happy with what they have instead of what they don't.
Right. Actually, Gil, let's see. Are you calling from a cell phone or are you calling from a house phone?
I'm calling from a cell phone.
From a cell phone. Do you think that you could possibly call us right back from your house phone? Because if that's possible, we got the connection isn't too good through the radio.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Okay, I'll call you back.
Okay, thanks very much, Gil.
Thank you, Gil. Sorry about that.
All right. No, I find that fantastic, hey, guys just called in. Hey, let's talk about the economy. No, definitely. But yeah, to go on,
I do definitely agree with him, though. People need to be happier with what they have.
Oh, God. Yeah, is that what he said? I couldn't really hear him on that. Yeah. No.
That's one thing he said.
I definitely agree with that. Because the thing about it is this kind of all ties in with, like, what we like talking about. Oh, I think he's calling back. One sec.
Speed turbo.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Sup.
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Gil, how's it going?
Much better, much better.
Yeah, no, actually, we were just talking about in the time that your call had been dropped and reconnected. We were talking about what you said about people need to be happier with what they have. Aiden agrees with you. Colin agrees with you. I definitely agree with you. And this all kind of ties in with,
especially in Southern California.
Oh, for sure. This all ties in with, like...
especially here in the Valley.
Yeah, there you go. With, the human experience, And, being happy with, certain things. Like, yes, this is your experience. You have, certain desires you need to fulfill. And certain... Go on, Aiden. Here.
I think...
Yeah,
that...
but, at the same time, unless it's important to distinguish between what you need and what you want,
Oh, for sure.
I think that people need to lower their expenses in a time like this, deal with the minimum, and be happy with it.
Yeah.
And I think people are having trouble doing that because they're so
exactly.
used to...
Because some people don't need, big Ferraris and, all that.
But people are having, people are having a lot of trouble accustoming themselves to an older, I don't want to say medieval, but,
Simpler life.
No, yeah.
Simpler lifestyle, yeah.
Definitely
people
a simpler
People
life.
Are too hopped up on gadgets and electronics.
I honestly completely agree with you. I think that, people say that, the electronics and the, new things that are coming out, the iPhone this, and that, it's really cool. It's
we thrive
way cool.
off them.
Oh, for
oh, yeah.
sure.
I'm not attacking materialism here. I'm just attacking, the dependence.
Right. Yeah. Right. Kind of like the line between, what's necessary and what's over the top.
Exactly.
And
most things in today's world
are over the top. Oh, completely. Because the thing about it is, the mentality is it's not going to sell. And when it comes down to it in products, that's what it's all about. Making money and selling the product.
Everything nowadays is about making money.
Right, exactly.
Whatever you can make money off is just... Sell.
If it's not new and over the top, it's not going to sell because
exactly.
that's what people want. But if people realize that if they stop buying these over the top things, I think that it would help us so much to be completely content with what we have now,
Yeah, and what's more, people buy these things that send them over the top, but then it sends their family just completely. For example, I know a kid whose family has to move out of their house, but he has an iPhone,
Really?
He has an iPhone and an Audi, but he's moving out of his house into a smaller apartment.
That's crazy. No, Gil, please, I'm actually very interested. Go on, tell me some more ideas that you have for helping our economy. I'm sorry, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Gil?
Oh, I'm 17.
17, there you go. All right.
It's a nice age to be.
It is a good age. Go on, Gil.
It's a great age. Aside from learning to live a lot more simply, just... learning to be happy, stop worrying so much.
like, one of the biggest problems is that everybody's in complete hysteria.
Yeah.
Everybody's in complete hysteria, and then just thinking, oh, the economy, oh, the war, Obama, blah, blah. Everybody's completely confused, you know?
Yeah.
If I were about to lose my company, I'd be scared.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I understand the fear, but the fear blinds people. Like, they don't know what to do. They just completely lose themselves in this confusion and fear.
I completely agree with you. I think that kind of, like, when you say fear, you're referring to the fear of...
The fear of losing yourself. The fear of losing everything you've built.
This isn't nearly as bad as the Great Depression in the 1930s.
But statistics say that this might be worse.
People died from famine in the 1930s.
Yeah.
Thousands lived on the street in the 1930s.
Thousands live on the street nowadays, though.
No, but, like, a lot.
Like,
a
bunch of people that, like, used to have homes and, like...
I don't know, Colin. The numbers are growing.
That's what I said. They're disagreeing with you.
Well, I'm not disagreeing.
No. Yeah, the numbers are clearly growing, but there weren't as many on the streets then, and then this giant flood came. Just thousands of people started living on the streets, dying. Suicide rates went up.
Yeah.
And the criminal rates...
Suicide rates today also were going up. You know, like, there
are many
similar things.
The Great Depression is growing nowadays. Like,
no, it's completely... I believe... This is me personally. I believe that history repeats itself. It's a universal law.
Oh yeah,
it is almost a universal law. History repeats itself. Now, you know,
and if Obama doesn't do something, like, which he hasn't done anything, like, we're just gonna keep on going deeper and deeper.
Wait. Let's look at this. Okay, in the Great Depression in the 1930s, the criminal rates skyrocketed. Al Capone was a super thug and killed a whole bunch of people, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because the population of the city loved him. Because he brought them alcohol and stuff.
Why
not to love him for that?
It was banned then. Right. And he created an illegal market for the public.
Right.
What if that happens nowadays?
Well, there is an illegal market for marijuana. It's called drugs.
No, but like one main super thug that kills mayors and kills people. He killed six cops on the side of the street and just drove away and nobody did anything.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, one thing that I want to touch on, which is a very controversial topic.
Gil just said it too?
Yeah, no, Gil did indeed just say it. The legalization of marijuana.
Ooh.
Gil, what are your... And don't, you know, just be completely honest. No need to hold back. No need to...
All right.
You know, be honest. You know, I don't know you as a person. I don't know, you know, if you experiment with marijuana, what your views are on that. But tell us what your views... What you think, hypothetically speaking, if marijuana were to be legalized, what it would do for the economy.
That's actually what I was going to bring up. It would do loads for the economy. The thing is, it doesn't matter whether or not I am a user of marijuana. Like, if the government put taxes on marijuana and sold it to the masses...
Make bank.
Exactly. The economy would be lifted right back up.
Yeah.
I mean, 80% of the people in California are users.
This is true.
And California is also the state most in debt.
That's a lot of tax money.
That
is a lot of tax money, actually. There's this number that's, like, going around. I think it's fake, but I'm not quite sure. It's like,
not fake.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not fake.
Okay. There's this number. It's like, call this or text here, whatever, if you vote for the legalization of marijuana. And if you call the number, there's this girl that's like, hello, you've reached the marijuana legalization hotline, this and that. And then she gives you this 30-second thing.
Commercial kind of little spiel
on how it's productive. How it would help the economy. And some of it sounds completely 100% legitimate, and it kind of makes you wonder, like, why don't they just legalize? But at the go on.
I was just going to say, the funny thing is that California is sort of behind the federal government's back. I mean, Obama said that he has bigger problems to worry about. He's not really going to worry about marijuana as a problem in California.
Right.
California basically legalized marijuana behind the federal government's back. In California, we have more marijuana club dispensers than we do Starbucks.
This is true. There are 600 club dispensaries
in L.A.
In L.A.
Just yeah. in yeah. LA County alone. Yeah. Did you know marijuana is the number one cash crop in California? Grapes is second.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wait, what is the second?
Grapes. Oh, marijuana is the first, and it's illegal. So if it was legal, imagine.
Wow.
Wait. But if it's legal, think about the reasons why they made it illegal.
I think
the whole public would become lazy.
I actually know exactly why they made it illegal.
Yeah, so that's when you have to ask yourself.
I actually disagree. I don't think that's the reason.
I think it's
because hemp, back in the old days, hemp was sort of a rival crop against timber. And to save the timber industry, William Randolph Hearst did a spread smear against marijuana.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Gil.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually completely, I know this for a fact, that Gil, what you were saying about hemp, that is true. It originally was having something to do with the actual, like, hemp leaves, you know, and then...
Yeah, like hemp was supposed to be a much cheaper, more raw material to replace timber.
Exactly.
And to save the timber industry, William Randolph Hearst did a complete smear campaign against marijuana and managed to convince the, like, general media and the government against it.
And then, like, once the whole, getting high issue came from it, then...
They realized
it's just another reason, you know, to keep it illegal. But
yeah.
The thing about it is the tape, it's, you know, switched so much. It's gone so much from, let's use hemp for paper, then to... It's basically switched from that to, like, oh, dude, let's go get high. You know,
yeah.
Like people don't talk about
it. Exactly. It's thought of only as a drug now and not as a raw material.
This is true. Also, another thing that I would like to bring up about the legalization of marijuana is there would be, hypothetically speaking, if marijuana were legalized, think of how many more auto accidents and, like, insurance rates for everybody, you know, that just, like, if it's legalized, it's just going to be, you know, as much as
it may go rampant, yeah, but I think it should be legalized, but laws should be put in place to make sure it's in moderation, you know,
like right. drinking kind of
exactly.
That's what it's gonna
I mean
be
like, exactly, like obviously no driving under the influence,
but the thing is you can't just look at it for the positives.
I know there are many negatives about it, but I sort of think that at this point with the economy and everybody going crazy, I think it'll do a lot more positive than it will negative.
I don't think they will ever legalize marijuana. I think they will decriminalize it. There's a
I don't know. I see it happening within the next 5 years.
Colin, can you explain the difference for people that don't understand the difference between decriminalization and legalization?
Well, legalization is just like you could just smoke weed on the street and like nobody could do anything about it. Decriminalization is more like
if you won't get in trouble.
Yeah, you won't if you're driving with marijuana in your car. The cops won't do much about it. They'll do something, but they won't do as much as, like, if it was legal, you could just, like, do it anywhere.
Yeah.
And there's a complete difference, and I don't think they will ever legalize it.
Well, alcohol is legal, and you can't drink on the streets. That's...
Let's also...
You can drink in restaurants. You can drink a beer on the street.
Not legally.
No, you can't drink in public. It's illegal.
Yeah, you need to brown bag it.
No, it's even more illegal, actually.
And here, wait. Let's also look at Amsterdam. I've been there, and it is a dirty, dirty shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very dirty. It's very dirty. And when I first went there, the thought that went through my mind is, wow. These stoners walk around smoking blunts on the street, and they just leave their trash there.
Yeah.
You aren't allowed to bring bottles outside because they're considered dangerous.
What do you mean, like alcohol bottles?
Just bottles in general. You aren't allowed to bring
like
glass
a Gatorade?
Bottles. No, that...
You're like glass bottles,
yeah. Okay. That is illegal. I don't know
Holy
why,
hell.
But just the society of Amsterdam seems so odd to me.
Yeah.
And I think that the legalization or... the decriminalization of marijuana might not do it to that extreme, but I think the legalization definitely will.
The other thing about Amsterdam is it's not only Amsterdam, it's like the entire country that has it decriminalized. Amsterdam is just like the capital of the problem, I guess. I don't know what
no,
I
no, no,
to
yeah.
call it.
Yeah. Amsterdam is kind of like where it's most associated with, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the entire country that has the problems. It's not only Amsterdam. Yeah.
But because if we legalize it, I can just see those problems falling in our lap.
Yeah, you could see us turning basically into them.
Yeah.
I can see that, but at the same time, you have to look at how small of an economy Amsterdam is and then take just L.A., you know, and then compare. The thing
but
about
L.A.'s already so dirty, and it's already in that state.
No, I completely so. Agree. I do agree with that a lot, but another thing about it, though, is, like, not everybody is going to smoke. Like, yes, the numbers. No, I really
don't. No, I completely disagree. I mean, I agree with David. Not everybody is going to smoke. I think the fact that it's illegal kind of makes it more fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, the fact honestly, that it's during illegal. During Prohibition, many more people drank than when it became legal again.
Exactly.
The fact that it's illegal is just like, oh, I can go get it and... It's like
it kind of has.
I'm kind of a bad boy.
It has a sense.
It's a big part of the teenage thrill, you know.
It has a sense of no. The fact that it's illegal carries a sense of rebellion.
Yeah, exactly. And
but that's not why people do it. They do it to get high.
Not at all. There's many reasons why people smoke marijuana. You know.
You don't know all of them.
I'm not saying I do.
No, I'm not.
I'm saying there is many reasons.
Yeah. Here, wait. Let's put this into perspective. Let's say. Marijuana is legalized. Do you think the people who smoke every now and then are going to be like, no, I don't really want to do it anymore because it's legal and it won't be fun?
Definitely not.
I think it'll be a lot more moderated, you know? Like, oh, I can do it anytime. I don't have to do it now.
It'll be taxed, too. So it won't be like...
Prices are going to go down because the supply is going to be intense.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, true that.
Supply demand. I learned about it in economics.
It's definitely true. Yeah. And then they'll tax it, so it'll be about the same price.
Yeah.
So there won't be a price difference, and there will be 10 times more. So the people who don't smoke, I'm going to go to the market. I'm going to pick up a few joints while I'm there.
Yeah.
If it's legalized,
people do that anyways. People go to the market, I'm going to go pick up a sack from my dealer.
Those are the people who are in that market, who are in that little underground society. Now it'll open up to everybody. It'll be right in front of everybody's face.
But another thing, Aiden, that you have to look at is how you say little underground society. That little underground society is probably like half the people in Los Angeles.
With anything, maybe like 60-70%.
Then what happens to that other portion?
I think whoever's against marijuana right now, I don't think because it's legal, they will start smoking marijuana.
But there's so many that aren't fully against it. Like, the people that don't smoke, if it's right there, they will end up taking a few hits.
This is
and
true.
Then they'll end up smoking.
Also,
yeah, but why is that bad? Some people just do...
Because
some people
more
just drink
people
for fun.
One moment. I actually know somebody. Somebody actually in my family who... She said to me, you know, she drinks on occasion, you know, a couple margaritas here and there, and she said to me that she would prefer marijuana over alcohol if it was legal. The reason why she does not smoke marijuana is because it is illegal, and just, you know, she runs a company and this and that, and she just doesn't want to have to deal with the legal aspect of it. So, you know, instead of, you know, she would go to the bar with friends and have a few margaritas, a few drinks. She, you know, instead of doing that, if marijuana was legal, she would prefer to smoke marijuana.
She'd go to the other bar.
It's also a lot healthier than alcohol.
It is.
I don't say healthier. I want to say less detrimental to your health than alcohol.
There you go.
Okay, so what about this aspect? What you said is... some people would rather smoke marijuana than alcohol.
Right.
Would the legalization of marijuana decrease the amount of people that are drinking?
It would.
And drinking is a lot worse for you than smoking.
I think people at parties wouldn't be, okay, don't forget the beer. I think they'd say, okay, make sure to go buy some weed.
Yeah, just get us a sack. Like, instead of going and getting a beer. And then
definitely.
Drunk driving
kills... So, high driving, much less than drunk driving.
The thing about it, I mean, no, yes, high driving, like, is, it is as bad as drunk driving. It is driving under a substance, which is completely illegal, and people who don't have the common sense to realize not to drive under substance, they're absolutely retarded. They're absolutely stupid.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, it's a lot. I mean, I don't want to say I've tried both or anything, but from what I understand, alcohol immediately impairs your judgment, whereas marijuana does not.
This is true. Also, another point that I want to bring up, kind of, on this aspect, with marijuana and teens, and driving, is teens who don't have the common sense and who would abuse it, like
which are most teens.
Which are a really, really good majority of teens. If marijuana was legalized, they would definitely abuse it, and if it was legalized, I guarantee you that they would, the amount of people driving high now wouldn't amount to.
Think about all the teenagers too. Yeah. Think about how much more they would smoke, how much earlier they would start smoking, just because it's around everywhere all the time.
Right.
And then think about the future.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That actually, come to think of it, might even raise a new type of generation. If marijuana was legalized, I truly believe that kids would jump on it,
I think that could potentially be a problem, though.
Oh, yeah, of course it would be a problem.
That would not be a good generation.
Imagine, most statistics show that, most kids experiment with marijuana by their sophomore year of high school.
And they're lazy.
Yeah.
they don't get very good at grades.
But the thing about it is, that's when it's illegal. Okay, imagine when kids take their first sip of alcohol. That's what it would be like.
You know what? There should be a smoking age, just like there's a drinking age.
There is. If it becomes decriminalized, it'll be 21, just like alcohol.
That doesn't stop kids, though.
It doesn't stop kids.
Kids still drink alcohol by their what?
So now weed will just be just as available as alcohol.
If not more available, because there's going
to
be more marijuana.
Weed's way more about available to kids than alcohol is already.
Yeah. No, but it will be everybody who's 21 will be able to buy it, just like alcohol.
Well, I mean, I think there is a slight difference between alcohol. There's one portion of alcohol that is better than marijuana, and that's that alcohol takes 24 hours to get completely out of your system, whereas marijuana takes about a month.
This is true. This is very true.
I'm not just saying to show up on a test. I'm saying you really feel it in
you. No. Yeah. Definitely. When something is in your system, like marijuana, it stays in you for a good month, depending.
It clogs the synapses in your brain. Your reaction time goes down, and you're just a slow person in general.
Exactly.
You're kind of lagging, And along with marijuana being bad for the physical body, it's also not very good for the spirit as well. Everybody
blocks the spirit.
Yeah. Everybody has their own religion. Everybody believes in what they believe in, but my personal experience, and I know a few of my friends' personal experiences with marijuana, as we're very into the whole spiritual aspect and talking and expanding thinking, stuff like that. It truly is bad, for the spiritual body. It's not good. Aiden, do you want to touch on that?
It kills your aura. That's it.
I agree that it might. I don't think it kills it. I think it blocks it.
I didn't mean that literally. I just meant it makes you less capable of controlling it, so it's smaller.
That's what I'm saying. It blocks it or puts a plastic
dimmer.
Cover
it's
over
almost
it.
Like a
basically,
dimmer. Yeah.
Basically.
And
I think that marijuana should be used as nothing but a device to save the economy nowadays. As far as it's concerned as a drug, I don't necessarily approve of it. But
right, I know what you're saying.
Nowadays, with everything that's going on, it would do nothing but help.
I agree, but I don't think Obama has the balls to do this.
Yeah,
I don't think.
I'll say this: he already stated that he's not going to sweat California for it.
Yeah.
Which is a huge step. Guys aren't coming in California.
Let's see. I actually got some statistics up online since we're talking about it. Let's see. And this is just statistics that, have to do with what we're talking about. Let's see here. So, region. Voters in the East, 52% voted for the legalization of marijuana. West, 60%. Are more likely than voters in the South, 48%, to vote. culture. This is for like the culture of people. Those who shop at Walmart are 72% twice, or those who never shop at Walmart are 72% twice as likely. That didn't make sense. Wow.
72% more likely.
No. Sorry. My mind. This.
Their portion of voting is 72% as compared to the people who do shop, which is 28%.
There you go. 25.
Oh, 25?
Yeah. Well, like 25, or out of the 100% of the people that don't shop at Walmart, like, 72% voted. And that's basically what it means. Religion. Jewish voters. 76% of Jewish voters voted yes for the legalization of marijuana. Catholics, 47% voted yes. Protestants, 45%. So let's see. If we look at this.
Kind of interesting how religion influences your...
Of course
it does. Yeah, your moral beliefs about marijuana.
Dude, are you kidding?
Yeah, like, that has more than, you know...
More than anything...
Those who voted for President Obama were much more likely to support the legalization of marijuana than not.
Dude, 69%
of people who voted for Obama voted for the legalization of marijuana.
It's mainly seen that it's a very liberal point of view to, you know, legalization.
Right. No, it definitely is. And like when it comes down to, you know, what will it take to bring up our economy?
Maybe just to jumpstart our economy, maybe this might be helpful, not even for like ever, just for like
for a short period
for like
of time.
A year. Yeah.
Or maybe like a test period and see what happens. It doesn't have to be forever. It can just be like, oh, we're gonna try this for 5 years. If you guys fuck up, I mean, if you guys screw up,
it's fine.
And you know what? What's more, they should tax it even higher, so that if it is going to be for a short period of time,
they will
lift our economy
way out.
You know?
In the first 7 years of having marijuana legalized, we will make $100 billion.
Huh.
Yeah, that's all.
And that's if we tax it at
the
same price.
That's just by like taxing and
right.
Yeah.
Gil,
that's a lot of money.
Gil, I want to thank you so much. We actually have one more call coming in. I wish we could five way this call. But Gil, thank you so much for being on the air.
Thank you
Teen
for
Trends
having
with
me.
Dave and Friends. I will talk to you later, my friend.
Thank you. Goodbye.
See you, dude. Who is this caller?
You're on the air. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How's it going?
Hey, David.
Hello, sir. Who am I talking to?
This is Michael Kagan.
Michael Kagan. How you doing, my friend?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're in the studio today. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, LA Talk Radio. We got Colin. We got Aiden.
Hey, Mike. What up?
And myself, Dave. Michael, talk to us. Tell us some of the things you've been listening to the show. Tell us what you think about some of the things we're talking about today.
I think there's been some very interesting points brought up, and I like that you guys are bringing up both sides of the arguments, and I think it's been very interesting and refreshing to listen to.
Well, thanks very much. where do you stand in the topic of the legalization of marijuana?
I could answer that question with a story.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's go.
My junior year of summer school, I was in chemistry. And it's a semi-difficult class for summer school, but first semester, I got a B+, almost had an A, and did really well. Up to that point in my life, I had never once smoked marijuana. And then during the 1 week break we had between first semester and second semester, I started, and I actually failed second semester. And wow. I won't say it's fully on the weed. The material got a lot harder.
Right.
I definitely became lazier, and I just had a different take on life.
Well, definitely. It disconnects and reconnects neurons in your brain, making you act
de-gaff
a certain way. Yeah, you're in degaff mode.
Weed is the degaff.
No, yeah. Definitely. That does happen. I know, you know, a lot of people that, you know, never smoked pot, smoked a little weed, grades went down. You know, that's just what happens when, you know, you get... You know, I almost want to say reliant. Not necessarily you rely on the substance, but, you know, when you look at it as...
Okay, well, acceptable.
Acceptable, exactly. And, like, something to do on, you know, an ongoing basis. And, you know, people have their stages, people do, you know, what they do, but in the long run, it when it comes down to it, just marijuana is bad for you, you know? I mean, there are, I will agree that, you know, there are upsides and there are positives to it,
you
know?
It has its pros.
Yeah, the pros.
I think there are more negatives than pros, you know?
I will agree with you.
Spending your money on something that you don't need to be spending it on, you don't need it to live. And, you know, as we've touched on earlier...
Hello?
Hello? Doing. Oh, there you go. Sorry, say that one more time, Mike.
You cut out.
In today's world and today's economy, like you guys said earlier, the last thing we need to spend is, you know, something that we don't...
Your phone is kind of breaking up.
Mike, you with us? Oh, there you are. All right, I'm sorry, Mike. Say that one more time. I think the phone's kind of acting a bit funky. All
right, is that better?
There you go.
Okay. In today's world and today's economy, the last thing we need to be doing is spending money on things that we don't need to live and things that could negatively affect us.
What if we tax it and legalize it and really emphasize those certain pros? That could save the economy, potentially.
You mean, like,
making it so the government can make money off of it instead of drug dealers that are... The government would make $100 billion in 7 years by taxing marijuana alone.
Right. This is true. This is very true. But at the same time, like, what we've been talking about this entire time is, like, weighing it. You know, like, is it worth it?
And we still haven't come to a conclusion.
And we still haven't come... And I don't think we will come to a conclusion.
And
we
probably won't, because, you know, it's just like gay marriage and abortion.
It's the type of debate
that is serious ethical issues that will probably be debated for the next 100 years.
Yeah. No, this is true. But, yeah, Mike, I do agree with you in the fact of where you're like, you know, people shouldn't be spending money on things that they don't need. This is very true. Also...
This goes back to our original topic.
This does go back to our original topic. And another thing with taxing is they put a sin tax on it, which is like... What is a sin tax? Isn't it like more than you like...
More tax.
Like, more
like
tax?
What they do for alcohol, it's like taxed more heavily than if you bought a pack of gum.
Of gum, yeah. Yeah. Syntax, which would also, you know, add just that much more money to the government and to the economy. But there's still this whole aspect of, like, hypothetically speaking, if marijuana were to be legalized and if it were to bring up the economy, would people, you know, start smoking, would a lot of people start smoking weed and then, you know, have what happened in Michael's case where, okay, yeah, you know, they're doing great, they're, you know, working hard and, you know, doing the job, and then they start smoking weed, it's legalized, oh, okay, I'm gonna start smoking weed, then it goes weed, and then, you know, certain businesses, certain, you know, like, big businesses that people rely on start to slack simply because of the people's performance. All a business is what, you know, how the people perform and how the people react, you know?
The other negative on this is, okay, for example, I don't know who, most people, like, they start with weed.
I was just thinking about that.
They smoke a couple joints, and then, I'm going to do some hallucinogenics.
The weed's not doing it for me anymore. I smoke so much of it. I want to try something stronger.
Yeah, I want to do something that will get me even more.
But maybe they won't, because it's so accessible. That's the thing I was thinking.
No, but, okay, think about this. You smoke marijuana, okay, say you smoke it on a daily basis, you're high for 2 months straight. You're getting, okay, just go with me.
That's a lot.
Okay, just go with me. You get bored of this high. You're like, I need something that can get stronger. I don't know, something that will...
Give me a better high.
Yeah, give me a better high. Then you'll go to something else, and then you'll go to something else. And eventually...
But the thing about it is not everybody's going to do that. And
I'm not saying everybody will do that. I'm just saying...
No, I know. If marijuana is legalized, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen. Like, in that aspect of it. Yes, there's going to be a great majority of people that are going to, you know, start smoking weed because it's legalized, then go to another drug. But, you know...
Will they, though?
There's going to be a certain amount of people that will do that. It is a gateway drug. If there's people that do that these days, you know, when marijuana is illegal, then there's definitely going to be people, you know, that are still going to do that, whether it's legal or not. you know, people, if they're going to start smoking weed, you know, it's going to be their choice of whether they go into a gateway drug.
I think
not.
They'll just smoke so much.
No, yeah. There's definitely going to be people that do that.
I'm not sure if
there's also going to be people that are going to, you know, smoke weed and then not like it and then put it down. And then there's going to be other people that smoke weed and want a better high. You know,
or maybe
it all depends on the person.
Or maybe there's other people that say they take like Vicodin or Valium for pain or something. Yeah. And instead of taking those, which are extremely bad for you if you take them on a regular basis.
Right.
If you, instead of taking those, you just smoke marijuana, and
that would be better.
See, there's so many like sides to this.
But that's not really a painkiller for.
Yeah, that's.
Well, for weed, weed.
Valium and Vicodin are very focused, potent drugs that.
Yeah, I'm talking about marijuana focus. Though. People wouldn't transfer over to that as a painkiller.
Yeah, no, marijuana is a painkiller.
Yeah.
For
they give it to people with cancer and AIDS to take away pain.
Yeah.
But what about surgery and stuff? If you get your leg cut up, weed isn't gonna make the pain go away.
Yeah. That they give it to people. They give club cards to people like that. It takes away the pain. Or even more, it might take away the pain and the care of.
Yeah.
Of your injury.
Okay. Another thing that I want to touch on, Obama said. Actually, in a speech, this was, I believe, March 28th, I think, March 22nd, or 6th, 28th, something like that. Obama goes, you know, I'm open to the idea of the legalization of marijuana. No, I am not for the legalization of marijuana. He goes, if it were to be legalized, then what would have to happen is, you know, just like, he even said, he used the example, just like morphine. Okay, he used morphine as an example. It is prescribed to people who, you know, need it. Not necessarily need it, but who truly do benefit off of it because of their condition. And if it were to be, then they would have to be prescribed by a doctor and, you know, this and that. And, you know, it would have to go, you know, like, almost tighter.
So would it be the same, system everywhere that it would be in California? Would it just...
No.
Okay, because that's what you're talking about.
It wouldn't be a federal law. It would be a state-by-state law. It would be every state votes on it.
Yeah.
He also thinks, drug-wise, it's like morphine. It's not good because it's a plant. It's bad because it sits you down on your ass and makes you lazy and makes you do nothing.
Right.
It's a drug.
It's true.
That's his view on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there are, you know, a lot of people out there that do completely believe, yes, it is a drug. And then there's other people that are like, nah, man, it's not a drug. It's a plant, bro.
Well, whatever your stance on it is how you're going to believe about it. You know, if you're really for it, you're going to say, no, it's a healing plant. But if you're really against it, you're going to say, oh, it's the devil's way of making people...
No, exactly.
It's the devil's herb.
You know, regardless of what people think about the substance itself, what we're talking about here is... how it will affect the economy. You know, I honestly, to be completely honest, my views are, I think that if marijuana was legalized, it would bring money to the economy, to help the economy, and those people who choose to use it, you know, will use it and will give money and will help very, very much to bring our economy out of, you know, a downfall. At the same time, you know, it's their choice if they're going to use it or not. It's people's choice already whether they use drugs, whether they're illegal or not. But I think that it would just benefit the economy in a way where they get money.
David, I agree with you. I just think that instead of generally legalizing it, I think they should have a trial run. And they re-vote it in a year or two, something like that.
I like that.
Something so that they can come back to it and see, hey, so this has been helping, or this has been...
Colin should become the president.
No. That's a bad idea.
I hear what you're saying. I know what you mean. I do indeed know what you mean. You know what? What I think all this comes down to is just people's choices. You know, all comes down to people's choices. People are going to do what they're going to do, whether it's legalized or not. I think legalization would help the economy in a way where, you know, it'd take us back on our feet, you know. That's that.
Well, it would take a lot more than, you know, just legalization of marijuana to pull us out of where we are.
I couldn't agree with you more, but I definitely think it would help. You know what,
you
guys?
Know, like, you said $100 billion. Like, what we need right now is more like $1,000 billion.
Yeah, we need, we definitely need more. That's what's...
Yeah,
we
we're
definitely
in debt
need
by the,
more. Yeah, we need more than just the legalization of marijuana.
But that's 7 years.
That is 7 years.
So
yeah,
that's a lot of money in a little time.
Michael, well, I wanted to thank you.
In the past 6 months, our economy has improved so much from where it was 6 months ago.
It has.
It's going to get better.
It has. It will. Mike, I wanted to thank you very much for being on the air. We're actually out of time for the day. It has been a pleasure. I love hearing your thoughts. Thank you very much. Guys, you've been listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We got Colin in the studio. We got Aiden today.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye,
ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio. Please feel free to email me at any time. My email address is dcsboarding, that's B-O-A-R-D-I-N-G, 514@AOL.com. Email me, talk to me about anything you want, show topics. You know, you hate me, you love me, whatever. I don't care. I'm interested in it. So you guys have a fantastic Sunday and an even more fantastic tomorrow. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.